All right, guys, here's what's going on. Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan face 9 counts each, including federal hate crime charges, in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed back in February of 2020 by Travis after his father, Gregory, confronted him and suspected him of breaking into homes while jogging in Brunswick, Georgia, in just in an area neighborhood there. The jury selection for the trial will begin October 18th. The defendants also want Ahmaud Arbery's past encounters with law enforcement to be introduced, but the prosecution objected to that and argued that it's irrelevant and it is an attempt to smear Ahmaud's name.
I don't care if he's a former gangbanger. I don't care if he was out on parole. The young man was jogging and y'all drove up and murdered him on tape with no probable cause. He had nothing on him that he had stolen. He wasn't running from the scene of a crime. Nothing, man. And y'all drove up in cold blood as some damn vigilantes, like y'all got the right to kill black people who you think was looking in a house and robbed something. What did he take from that house that was under construction that he could jog down the street with of any value? Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It was
you just wanted to go kill somebody, and that's what you did. And you thought since he was black, it was fine.
And question, Derek Chauvin, his attorneys, or the prosecution, I should say, they weren't allowed to bring in his past, right? And he had a past
of
misconduct as a police officer, and his treatment of black men. He had a past. They couldn't bring that up. So why are they trying to bring Ahmaud Arbery's past up?
He's the victim. He's deceased.
Yeah.
You
Absolutely.
Killed him and shot him in cold blood in the middle
while
of the street
jogging.
And hunted him down. No, sir.
Like
no,
an animal.
Sir. All
That's
three
right.
of them.
Animal.
Yeah.
All three
That's
of them
right.
need to be in prison.
Gone. Bye.
Bye.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For a long time and never get out. Ever.
Even the homeowners
so the trial,
show videotapes of other people going into the house, looking in the house,
wasn't
a family.
Then.
It wasn't a problem.
That's
then.
Right.
There you go, Junior. There you go.
Wasn't no problem then.
But so again, the trial will be begin October 18th. Yeah, this story is so heartbreaking.
That's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry about it. But why, nine counts. Yeah, 9 counts. Yeah.
Are they in jail or are they out?
Including federal hate crime. They're still in.
Look, listen to me. This is not going to end this type of attacks on black people, but there's a turn being made. It's going to start being some consequences. It's going to start to be some consequences.
It has to be.
And we saw that with the jury that got it right in the Derek Chauvin case. They got it right. Convicted him. Found him guilty. Yes.
Now he's trying to get out.
Well,
on a technicality.
No. Ain't no technicality for your ass. No, it ain't no mistrial. I don't give a damn what the jury said. That don't mean nothing. All the jury said, all that after the damn verdict was over. Your ass is a prison partner.
Right.
Yeah. Ain't no technicality. You can't get out of prison. You can't get off with murder on a technicality after a jury said something after he got off the trial. Too late, partner.
Worried about that trial. You used to hear some other languages.
Yeah. They didn't bring up
worry
his
about
past,
who gonna put
so
their foot on
again.
Your neck. That's what you need to worry about.
Yeah, you know, you get used to some phrases that he need to be start hearing. Rolo 6! Get used to hearing that. That mean they finna close that door.
Yeah.
Lights out! Stuff you need to get used to. Don't cross the yellow line! You know, all that.
All right, guys, coming up, we're going to switch gears. Nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.